I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. For months, they've been taking shots at each other through the media, especially with increasingly vitriolic campaign ads. But tonight, Democrat Amy McGrath and Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will face each other in a televised debate at 7 o'clock on WKYT-TV. For a preview of the matchup, we turn once again to the editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Good day to you, Laura.
Hello, Alan.
Let's talk about what each campaign is looking to do going into tonight's debate.
The debate tonight, Alan, is one in which Amy McGrath has to prove herself. The onus is on her to make a statement. U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell, of course, has a commanding lead in the polls. So for him, he needs to maintain status quo. And he is an expert debater. He comes armed, as you know, and your listeners know, with facts and figures and data. He has a record to run on. And so it's McGrath's job to kind of break through that and hold the senator accountable. And she's going to have to do that in the same way that he's defending his record, and that is with facts and information. She needs to counter him at his own game in that way, using the same tactics that he uses.
And McConnell, no doubt, will emphasize that, in his opinion, that McGrath is far too liberal to represent the state of Kentucky.
That's right. She needs to define herself. And we see this with underdog candidates, that in a lot of races, the incumbent or the candidate who's ahead in polling tends to have more money, and therefore they can get their message out on media. And so they are able to define their opponents better than the opponents can define themselves. McGrath needs to come to this debate tonight prepared to address that. So, for example, the senator has been using words like socialist and socialism, and she needs to be able to defend that and maybe ask him, so what is socialism to you? Are you against public schools, for example? And she needs to be able to hold him accountable. Several national polls show that most Americans think the country is on the wrong track. In some of those polls, it's upwards of 40% of voters think the country's on the wrong track, so going in the wrong direction. So McGrath has to ask McConnell how he's going to turn that around. And not only that, she has to explain how she would turn around the direction of the country if she's elected.
Obviously, not a lot of Kentucky issues will be discussed here. It's more from the national standpoint. I'm sure we'll get a question about the coronavirus response nationally, mm-hmm. and also the Supreme Court situation.
That's right, Alan. Those national questions are on the ballot. This is a federal race, of course, but Amy McGrath needs to prepare well for expected questions and have rebuttals already in place in her mind as she goes into the debate. We saw during the primary debate that McGrath was caught off guard when she was asked about Black Lives Matter. And she needs to, again, have a response to that. But her responses need to be a little more fluid. Sometimes she sticks to her talking points and doesn't show viewers and potential voters what she really thinks about an issue. She doesn't expand sometimes.
Realistically, how many votes are both of these candidates sort of sparring over at this point?
Well, not many. In fact, there was a Quinnipiac University poll in mid-September that showed Senator McConnell was up by 12 points. And the number of the poll's respondents who had already made up their mind in this race was 93%. So by far, most voters have already made up their mind. So that means McGrath and McConnell have 7% of the electorate who they're trying to persuade to vote their way. Now, of course, these are polls with small samples, and there may be more people, fewer, who haven't decided. But for the most part, people know where they're going in this race. We should also add, Alan, too, that the Libertarian candidate, Brad Barron, is not in this debate. Amy McGrath wanted him included, but the McConnell campaign did not. And apparently he didn't meet the qualification standards to participate in the debate.
All right, let's talk tone and tenor, because last week we witnessed Josh Hicks and Andy Barr really tear into each other. Are you expecting that tonight as well?
I think there will be some of that, but McConnell is tough in the sense that he goes with numbers, anecdotes, data, and he'll run on his record. It's harder sometimes for male candidates to really go after women without coming off badly. And I think we saw a little of that with Mike Pence. I heard a lot of criticism of the vice president after last week's debate with Kamala Harris that he was mansplaining and being rude because the moderator was also a woman. So McConnell might, you know, he's aware of that. He's a veteran political strategist. He knows and he'll be aware of that. But it will be contentious. And she really needs to target her attacks on him. She needs to link him to Trump. Of course, he already is. But she needs to target them. You know, explain why Kentucky is ranked where it is in health care and education and force him to defend that record and what he's done for Kentucky.
Tying him to Trump could be a losing argument in the fact that this is Trump country here.
It could be. But, you know, there are some people who are GOP senators who are moving away a little bit from Trump on some things. And even Senator McConnell himself said last week while he was campaigning in the state that he hasn't been to the White House since early August because he didn't think the way they were handling coronavirus safety protocols were appropriate. And so he's been staying away himself. So that's distancing, you know, the physical social distancing, of course, but maybe even a little policy distancing. Trump is sliding in the polls, as we're seeing nationally.
And Laura, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the fact that there's an important deadline tomorrow.
The debate is on the eve of early voting, which starts Tuesday, October 13th, tomorrow, so people can begin filtering into the polls, keep that physical distancing, and make their voice count.
Well, we will have to leave it there. Our guest, again, on Capital Chat has been the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Culling-Glasscock. And again, a reminder, the debate takes place tonight at 7 o'clock on WKYT-TV. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.